Good morning, Exotic Set. This is Carrie speaking.
Oh, hi, Carrie. I'm hoping you'll be able to help me. I'm looking for someone who can sex our three chickies that we have.
As in chickies, as in chickens?
Chickens, yeah, sorry.
Okay. How old are they?
Approximately a month.
Okay, 4 weeks old. Okay, let me just pop you on.
I'd be able to tell you their exact age. I just need to look through my phone, but they're about 3 to 4 weeks, yeah.
Okay, certainly. Let me just pop you on hold. I won't be. What breed are they?
They're mixed. So there's a Polish something or other, a silky, and I can't remember the third one. I'd have to message the breeder. It was a spontaneous gift for my daughter, and just hoping that I can sex them and figure out if they're boys or girls, if I need to replace them.
Sure. Let me just pop you on hold. I won't be a minute there.
Sure. Thanks.
Yeah, I've just checked, like, definitely what we would do is do a blood DNA, and that'll be a definitive whether or not they are boys or girls. It takes roughly two to four weeks to get those results back through. It's just a drop of blood that we would require, which we would take here in practice, and then we'd send it off. Is there any distinguishing features on these guys? Do they have any rings or anything on them? Or
no, look, to be honest, no, they don't seem to... The only one that I'm somewhat nervous of is the little bantam, and that's the one that she's particularly attached to, of course.
Mm-hmm.
She's starting to get a little comb, but no waddles or anything like that. Excuse me, Daisy, I'm just on the phone. And then the other two don't have a normal comb because they're, you know, the different breeds. They've got that flat kind of like muffled thing. So I don't know if it's just me being in my head or not. I just...
Yeah.
Kind of want to know.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, we can definitely do the DNA sex things. So would you be looking at just doing the one in question or all three of them?
I'd ideally like to do all three of them. I'd just like to know pricing.
Okay. If you're bringing all three of them in together, you'd be looking at $44 each for them. If it's just the single one that we'll be doing, you'd be looking at $66. We just need to make an appointment time for us to be able to take that blood sample. And we'll need some form of ID, so whether or not we paint a toenail or something or something like that, just or if they've got distinguished features that you can tell them apart, then we can definitely do that just so that we can pop in on the ID for the certificate.
They're very, very distinguished. They all look completely different.
Okay, excellent. No, that's fine.
Yes.
So that's what you'd be looking at if you're wanting the DNA sexing. If you're wanting like a health check and stuff done on them as well, obviously there would be a consultation involved with that.
If I wanted to, what? I'm sorry, my daughter was...
If you're wanting a health check done on them as well.
I'm pretty comfortable with their health and everything. They've been very, very much spoiled as well from day one. I've got them on all of the special dietary requirement things as well from the breeder. She gave me a whole bunch of stuff.
Certainly. Okay. Well, did you want to book them in or do you want to have a think about and give us a call back?
No, I would like to book them in. It would just be a matter of arranging a good time for my partner as well, so I can pop down. Do I need to leave them there for a couple of days, or is it just like a...
No. What we would do is take them out the back. We'd do the quick blood draw on them sterilely, so we've obviously got different samples on each of them. And then, they're right to go. So if you allow, say... I don't know, if you say half an hour, that's definitely adequate enough to get the sample.
Easy. I've just got a 2-year-old, so it's hard to juggle things. Okay, cool. When would you be available sometime next week, if that's...
Yeah, sure. Let me just have a look.
I can see that, sweetie. Good job.
Okay. I can definitely do Wednesday next week, if that suits you.
Yep. Can I book that in? And then as soon as my partner gets home from work today, if I need to reschedule, if that doesn't suit him, Wednesday should be okay. Am I able to call back, or is there a reschedule?
That will be fine as long as we know prior to the day that will be fine. What I'll do, perfect. I'll just grab some details so I can book them in. What was your first name?
Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
And your surname?
Gale, G-A-L-E.
And an email address?
Crystal C. Gale, so C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, C for Charlie, G-A-L-E, at gmail.com.
Excellent.
Oh, no, not on that one, sweetie. Sorry, Gale.
And is this the best contact number for you?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. And your address there, Crystal?
9 May Street, May, in Godwin Beach, G-O-D-W-I-N, Queensland, 4511.
Was it?
4511.
4511. Whereabouts is Godwin Beach? I haven't heard that before.
It's near Sandstone Point. Literally no one knows where it is. It's like, it's a tiny little suburb that is literally the Esplanade, and that's it.
Oh, fair enough.
It's just the road into it, and then an Esplanade and, like, I think 100 houses. It's so small, which is great because it's quiet.
Yeah, it's nice quiet. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, do these guys have names?
Oh, my God, here we go. Yes, they do. Please don't judge my two-year-old.
No, we get this all the time.
Okay, good. So the first one, Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y.
Yep, and we're not sure. 4 weeks. Oh.
And that is the Silky. She's a laced Silky by the looks.
Excellent. And the name of the second one?
Nunu, N-O-O-N-O-O, and she's a black Polish cross something. And then the third one is Eat, E-A-T. I know, don't even get me started.
We were hungry at the time we named them, did we?
She was eating. She's like, oh, wow, look, she's eating. I'm going to name her Eat. And I was like, are you sure about that? It was, Eat.
And what breed is she?
I would have to message the breeder. It's one of those largest egg-laying ones. I will be able to confirm with you on the day, but she's a large red something, but not your standard egg layer.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the same age as the rest of them, but like quadruple in size. She's big.
Certainly. Now, what is nap time for your daughter, just so we can try and...
Usually between 2 and 4:30, but like
if I was to say 10 past 11, would you be able to do that one?
Oh, yes, that would be perfect. That would be perfect.
Excellent. Alrighty, not a problem. Well, it's all booked in for 10 past 11 on Wednesday, the 27th. If obviously you need to change it, just give us a call and we can reschedule that one there.
Awesome.
And we will see you when you come down.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.